We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'umnim, V'ha'shutfim, V'ha'risim, V'ha'patropim, Ein Lahem Chazaka. They don't have a Chazaka. Now they're not talking about the same type of Chazaka. By Ha'umnim, we're talking about the Chazaka by Metaltlim. By Metaltlim, the Chazaka is, just by holding on to it, that's a Chazaka. You don't need 3 years. By Karaka, the Chazaka 3 years. So let's first talk about Umnim. Umnim is someone who is he launders the clothing, he dyes clothing, he's a tailor, he combs the clothing, whatever it is. In such a case, if he's walking around with a beged and he claims it's his and someone else brings edim that he was the original owner, the halacha is that the umman is not believed. Even though the halacha is usually chazaka kol ma'aser tachas yadai harei shaloi, that's the klal. Whoever's holding on to something, the chazaka is, it belongs to him. But by umman, we know how it got to him. It got them because someone dropped it off in order to get fixed. And therefore, it's not a chazaka. That's why umnim and a chazaka. Shutvim, arisim, apotropim, I'll talk about even by a piece of karka. Arisim is karka, obviously, that's a sharecropper, and apotropim, could we even talk about karka, and shutvim even by karka. There also, it's no chazaka, because we understand why he has this property for 3 years, because he's a shutv. And maybe the shutv's letting me eat 3 years first, and you're eating 3 years the second. Or it's talking about metal, then we know what, we're taking turns. So just because you're holding on to it and now you're claiming it's yours, it's not going to be enough of a chazaka without a raya, because we know how it got to your hands. And our arisim is someone who sits and eats on a property for 3 years payrus, then he claims it's his, and the other guy says, what do you mean, you're my sharecropper, and he brings an eidim that it belongs to him originally, then there's no chazaka, because he wasn't ma'ara, because he says, you were a sharecropper, that's why you're eating payrus. And apotropim also means someone who's a treasurer of our property. Obviously, he has reshus over here to be here, and therefore it's not a chazaka.
Does the other guy need 9 days of sharecropper or
reshus? 9 days?
Is the other guy denying?
The other guy is denying it, yeah. He has to bring a riot. This guy has a riot, it's his property, and he's saying you're a sharecropper. Now you have to bring a riot. Of course, he's denying. You're claiming you bought it. But you have no riot. You don't have a star. So therefore, it's not. You're not going to be believed without. Usually, chazaka is makom hashtar, but not in this case. In this case, chazaka is not makom hashtar. Loi ish chazaka benichsei ishtay. The mystical says further, ish is not a chazaka benichsei ishtay, like nichsei melug, which is the Gemara's going to ask later on. Pshita, of course, ish is allowed to eat peiris in his wife's property, so obviously it's not a chazaka. Loi leisha chazaka benichsei vayla. And if ish is eating peiris from her husband's property, it's also not a chazaka again, because the husband is chayiv and mezaynus. So again, it's not a raya. Loi leav benichsei abem. Loi leben benichsei av. And a father on a son's property or a son on a father's property is also not a raya, because they're not worse than apotropis. Now, all these halachas that we learned so far in this parak, is talking about someone who is sitting there as a chazaka gimel shanim and he's claiming it's his. Aval benois matana, if you give someone a present, or achem shchoku, or achem that are splitting up Yerusha, v'hamachzik minichse ager, or someone wants to be kaina nichse ager, which is hefker, the loch is no'al v'godar u'parat kol shu reizu chazaka. If you do a maisa, either no'al means you make a door, or godar means you made a wall, or parat means you broke something open to get in, kol shu even a little bit, the loch is hareizu chazaka. That's a chazaka, and it's a kinyan, and you can't be chazer. So even though we said all this divine halachas about machzik, about chesed moshanim, but regarding the kinyan chazaka, of course, a kinyan chazaka works by everyone and by everything, and it's a whole different thing, the kinyan chazaka and machzik moshanim. And again, we'll have to see the Gemara later on, if nice few blat, we'll have to discuss this part of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, on top of that, Amen Beis. We started off our Mishnah by saying Umnim and Shutvim don't have a chazaka. So Avua de Shmuel v'Levi, the father of Shmuel and also Levi, Tanu. They, regardless of our Mishnah, they were not brothers. Avua de Shmuel and Levi were not brothers. But and one time you had a cash of why is it called Avua de Shmuel? I and the art scrolls Sefer on all the Amorayim and Tanoim, and he gives his Shmack of Shat of why it's called Avua de Shmuel. I didn't give him his name. Avua de Shmuel v'Levi, Tanu, they, regardless of our Mishnah, they skipped the word Uman. Shutav ein lechazaka. V'chol shekin Uman. You don't have to say Uman, because if you know Shutav doesn't have a chazaka, of course Uman doesn't have a chazaka. Shmuel, Tani Uman ein lechazaka, or Shutav has a chazaka. His gerus in the Mishnah was Uman doesn't have a chazaka, but Shutav does have a chazaka. That means it's possible by a Shutav who's sitting on the whole entire property now, that he has a chazaka. Now, why is it a kav chomer from Uman? Why, if Uman, if Shutav ain't a chazaka, so of course Uman ain't a chazaka. So the Rashbam explains, because by a Shutav, you can understand maybe why it's a chazaka. Because if he already has this half, it's very possible he bought the other half. He bought the other guy out. Uman, what shaykhs do you have to someone else's? So you know that guy dropped off that piece of clothing, it was his. So what's the episode he bought it? It's much less of a chance to say that he actually bought it than by a shutav. So here, if you tell me shutav's not a chazaka, of course, Uman in a chazaka. But Shmuel Taka says that Uman Taka in a chazaka, but shutav has a chazaka. A shutav who already now is on the other side of the property here, so maybe Taka has a chazaka. And the guy was a meichem, maybe he's a chazaka. V'oz Shmuel Tamei, Toma Shmuel, ha-shutvim machzikim ze'al-zeh. They can make a chazaka on each other. And we eat them ze'al-zeh. They can say edus on each other about this property. We'll see how, why it's not a problem to give edus. V'nas and shem v'socha ze'al-zeh. And when they have metatlim on their properties, and they're each watching each other's metatlim, for example, they have plows, a bunch of plows, and they're each watching some of the plows, so they consider a shem v'socha, and if it gets stolen, the halach is, they have to pay for it. And not like a shem v'chinam, because, like the Gemara said later on, the deal is that I watch these plows, and you watch those plows, so it's like a deal. I watch plows, and you watch plows, and therefore, it's a shem v'socha. And the Gemara, again, we'll speak about that a little more in Daf Mem Gimel on my base. So now we have here, Shmuel says three things. He says, Shutvim make a chazaka one another. They can say edus on this property for each other. We'll see what that means. So the point that we want right now is that the Shutvim are machzikim zelza. Shmuel and Tamei. And Shmuel holds that you can make a chazaka, one Shutv on another Shutv, and therefore he's garis in our Mishnah that Shutv has a chazaka. Romulei, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Huda, Ma'arta, Debe, Rabbi Zakahoi. Rab Abba asked the Kasha to Rav Yehuda while they were in the Ma'arta of the Beir Rav Zakai. Now, what are they doing in this Ma'ara of the Beir Rav Zakai? And what's the point of the Gemara telling us that they were in a Ma'ara? So, and actually, the Yavid says, Hiskiru Zeloimar, Sha'af Kishahoyu Nechba'im B'Ma'ara Ma'pachad Oyev, Megor Mesav V'Oyeskim Metairi. Even though they were hiding over here, there was something going on. They were hiding in the Ma'ara because of some kind of war, they still were learning Torah. So Ramulei Rav Abba Rav Yehuda Ma'arta Beir Rav Zakai Mi Yom HaShmuel Shutav Yashe Chazaka. I can say Shmuel holds that Shutav has a Chazaka. Vom HaShmuel, Shmuel says Shutav is Ki Yared Breshus Tami. Shutav has a din like a Yared Breshus. If I go into my Shutav's property and I improve it, the din is that he's like he's there Breshus. And it sounds like Lav Lameim Shutav and LeChazaka. That it's legami like that. It's kilu. He has a shush to be there. If he has a shush to be there, there's no din of chazaka. And the reason why it says lashon gerev shush tamim, see later on the gemara, learn all the halachas from that. But like upon him, Shmuel says klar, the shutav has no chazaka because it says like I'm here v'shush. It's not a raya. I'm here. You don't have to be meicha. I'm allowed to be here. So the question is, the haki says Shmuel says yes, chazaka. Here it says shutav ain't chazaka. Like Hasha, had the nachas the kula, had the nachas the palga. There's a chilek. The chilek, if he goes on entire property, only half the property, which means he picks out a half. Now, I'm the high gisa, I'm the high gisa. There's two ways to explain the Gemara's teretz. Either, and we'll explain it, either by kula it's a chazaka and by half it's not a chazaka, or by half it's a chazaka and by kula it's not a chazaka. And we'll explain. Some say the teretz is that we're talking about in a type of a city where the minig is that the shutvim they take the shutvis every year all the payers and they split it or each one takes half the property. That's the minig in that place. How does shutvim act? They each take half the property or half the payers. And this guy went ahead this year and took the entire property. And for 3 years he took the entire property. So in that city. He plowed it. He moved into that property for 3 years straight, and he's saying I bought it. The other guy's saying, what do you mean? The way we split it up is you get 3 years, and I get 3 years. That's the fight here. Since the minigam makam there is that every year they do 50-50, so then nachas lakula is a chazaka. You're doing something different. So in that type of place, So nachas lakula, if he's sitting on the entire property, taking pairs of the entire property, it is a chazaka. If he takes only half the property, it's not a chazaka. That's normal. Now, the amr lehaigisa, which means in a city where the minig is that they take 1 year you, 1 year me, or 3 years you and 3 years me, so then, the since the minig is to sit here for 3 years, it's not a chazaka. But if you pick out one of the halves and you park on one of the halves, then already that's a chazaka, because that's not what we do here. We don't park on one half and keep that half ever. We always split up every 3 years me, 3 years you. So then the nachas lapalga will be a chazaka.
On palga or the holy?
On that palga. Very good. He's asking if on the chazaka, holy or no, on that palga, because he's saying we split it. The other guys can we never split. This guy's saying no, yeah, we split it. And this is my half. Then it would be a chazaka. Ravina Amar, on different terrace of the stira, two shmuels. Ravina Amar, Hava, the Nachas Akula. Both are talking about a case where the Shutif overtook the entire property, the entire parish. The question is, is it a chazaka or not? But like Kasha, how the Isbe Din Chaluka, how the Lesbe Din Chaluka. That the chilik is like this, that if there's enough four amas for each one, then it is a chazaka, because since there's enough for each one, the minig is that you don't let someone sit there for 3 years. Then you split it, but then you each take half every year. But if it's less b'din chalukah, it's a very small property, it's very possible you let Reuven eat it for 4 years and then Shimon eats it for 4 years, because it's a small property, therefore it won't be a chazaka by sitting there 3 years. So it comes out, he's saying that when it comes to a small property, there's no din chalukah. So even if you're there by a shutif, 3 years straight, it will not be a chazaka. So Rashbam asks, from a case we had before, in the beginning of the parak, the Chav Tesef and Beis, where two brothers bought a maidservant b'shutvis, and it says that they each took the 1, 3, and 5, the other one took 2, 4, and 6. Why? You don't want either one to be machzik. What's the problem? When it's a maidservant, you can't split one in half. So there's not a chazaka if I take 3 years straight, like the Gemara says over here. So Rashbam answers that they were worried that someone won't know their shutvim. If you don't know the shutvim, so then it'll takel be a chazaka. So therefore, they did it in uneven years in order that it should not be a chazaka. So gufa amar Shmuel shutiv ki yared b'shus dami. A shutiv, like we just said, is ki yared b'shus dami. Now, why didn't it say that ain't like chazaka? Why the lashon yared b'shus? My kamashulon. Let it say shutav in lechazaka, leim shutav in lechazaka. If the chiddush is that shutav in lechazaka, say shutav in lechazaka. Amrav Nachman Rav Hua loimer shenoytel b'shvach hamegia lekusvayim besodas in asulita kesodas asulita. There's two chiddushim in besides in lechazaka. Usually, if someone's a yoyred, which means I go into someone else's property and I improve the property. I bring the plow, I plow it up, and I plant trees. And now the guy has a field with trees. What's the halacha? The halacha is that the guy was a yarish shloi b'shus and ziyadai ala tachtoina. If the yitziah, he gets the expenses, and if the shvach, the proof is not as much as the expenses, you don't even get the expenses, you only get the improvements. That's the halacha. Now, if it's a sada suyalita, if it's a sada that's made to plant trees, then you get your full amount that you're supposed to get. Because that's what's supposed to happen. So I'm just doing a job for you. So first of all, halacha is, by a shutif, you consider it ki'ilu it's a field that asuya lita, like it says. But soda asuya lita. First of all, it's ki'ilu asada asuya lita. It's like a soda that's made to plant, and therefore you get your full expenses, no matter what. You get what you put into it, and you get whatever they would pay a worker to do. That's what you get. They get the full amount, how much they would pay a worker to do such work. That's number one. Number two, shvach hamegil kesvai means that right now, there's payers sitting on the tree. So usually, a guy who improves someone's property, he doesn't get those payers. He gets for what he improved. Either the shvach or the yitzia. He doesn't actually get the payers, like a sharecropper. Here, he actually gets a share in the payers, like a sharecropper. Because a shotev is ki yored v'rishos dami, he has almost like a din, like an aris, where he'll get also the shvach hamegil k'suvayim, he'll even get a chelik in the shvach. And that's the chiddush of Shmuel. He says shutav ki yored v'rishos dami, it's more than shutav in lechazaka. It's even ki yored v'rishos dami, this chiddush that he has a din, he gets paid for his expenses where he improved his friend and his shutav's property.